Hi, this is Steve Michelotti of the Azure Government Engineering Team. One of the things my team is always trying to do is to make it as seamless as possible for developers to work with Azure Government. If you're a developer like me, you may have experienced a little bit of pain when trying to use the Azure tools within Visual Studio with Azure Government. For example, in Visual Studio, we have the Cloud Explorer, the Server Explorer, the main Visual Studio login, and even certain things we can do within the Solution Explorer, like deploying a web project directly to an Azure web app. By default, all of these tools point to Azure Commercial. Within our Azure Government documentation, we give you directions for how to make Visual Studio 2017 and 2015 point to Azure Government. For Visual Studio 2017, it involves taking this Azure Active Directory configuration file and putting it in a certain directory on your machine. While this works fine, it is a manual process that isn't much fun. In this short video, I'm going to introduce you to a new Visual Studio extension, the Azure Environment Selector. This extension makes it very easy to switch between Azure clouds. It will take all the manual work out of switching your Visual Studio environment to point to different clouds. Let's install this now. I'll click Tools, then Extensions and Updates, and I'll then come over here to the left and click Online so we can view all online extensions. In the search box, I'll type Azure Environment, and that should be enough. I'll just hit Enter, and there, Azure Environment Selector is the first option that comes up. I'll click Download, and it says, okay, my changes will be scheduled when I restart Visual Studio. So let's close this and restart Visual Studio. You can see it's bringing up the installer, and there's Azure Environment Selector. So yep, we'll modify our Visual Studio installation so that we can install it. And the installation is complete. I can close this and restart Visual Studio. Once Visual Studio is restarted, I can come back here to the Tools menu, and now I see an item in the menu called Azure Environment Selector. And that's the extension that just got installed. So we'll click that. And this brings up the dialog and shows this is now connected to Azure Commercial because by default it is. And it says, select which Azure environment I want to connect to. I can come in here and click another one, this, in this case, Azure Government. Right now, there's two options in this dropdown. We may be adding more. For example, we might add Azure Germany or Azure China to this. For now, I'll just click Azure Government. And you can see a message that comes up saying, pending change to Azure Government connection. You must restart Visual Studio for these changes to take effect. And by the way, there's also this handy little link here I can click to say view config file. And when we do that, you see it just comes up, it opens it in Notepad, the configuration file. This just matches what I showed you in the documentation page. And if I click this link for what's happening, that just opens your browser to our documentation page right here. This is the one I previously showed you, so you can see what's happening. But in this case, it's put the file in place, so it's telling us restart Visual Studio. So we'll go ahead and click restart. And now that Visual Studio has been restarted, I can now connect any of these tools to Azure Government. So for example, in the Cloud Explorer, I'll click here to go to a new account. I'll say add an account. And this is automatically now going to be pointing to Azure Government. So I'll just put in my login here. And this is now recognized my Azure Government subscription. I can click apply. And you can see I have resource groups in here. Or I can click on the resource types view. I can examine my storage accounts that I might have in my Azure Government account. And you can now see that we can connect to Azure Government quickly and easily with this tool. I can always come back to the tool and I can swap back to Azure Commercial if I want, or just keep it at Azure Government. And I can switch back and forth quickly and easily. This extension is open source and the code is on GitHub. I encourage you to try the tool, and if you have any issues or feature suggestions, feel free to log that into the issues tracker on GitHub. And of course, even beyond this tool, feel free to let us know if there are any other items we can help you with to make your life a little easier as an Azure Government developer.